from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel tries to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanayem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protests will likely continue. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the mosque site. Danny Dannon is Israel's UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Israel has maintained other non-intrusive security measures at the mosque that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, reject as unacceptable. The UN mission in Central African Republic on Tuesday blamed Christian anti-Balaka gunmen for killing two more UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the eastern town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan was killed on Sunday. The two were stocking up water supplies as part of humanitarian deliveries to the townspeople. This is VOA.